Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
For 35 years, the Telluride Bluegrass Festival has been going strong. This year, it's going all green. The Telluride Bluegrass Festival will be 100% carbon neutral. All its carbon dioxide emissions will be offset by clean energy technologies. It's part of a trend. Montreal International Jazz Festival, the Sasquatch Music Festival in Washington, and the Bonnaroo Music Festival in Tennessee are also members of the Carbon Neutral Choir. At Telluride, Colorado, 10,000 festivarians, as they're called, will gather in a canyon surrounded by the San Juan Mountains. And for 4 days around the summer solstice, they'll cook, camp, and of course, listen to live music in a carbon-clean environment. Steve Zemanski is vice president of Planet Bluegrass, which produces the Telluride Festival. Mr. Zemanski, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you very much, and please call me Steve.
Okay, Steve, thanks. Boy, this Bluegrass Festival, very ambitious, carbon neutral.
We've been actually doing that since 2003 through a variety of ways. And like most things that we've been doing at the festival, it's evolved over the years. You know, and basically what we do is we look at the previous year's festival and we look at where all our tickets were sold from around the country and the world. And through survey data, we're able to tell you how many people are in a car and how many folks fly and how many folks drive. And we crunch the numbers and get a total carbon dioxide emission number that's created, and then we try to offset those.
And I guess the large majority of the carbon is coming from exactly that people getting to Telluride.
It really is, and that was one of the things we realized in pretty short order. Well over 90% of all the emissions created are from travel. It's exacerbated by the fact that Telluride is in the middle of nowhere, if there's still such a place in the country.
How do you hope to make all that travel carbon neutral?
Well, first with looking at efficiencies, and we have a pretty aggressive carpooling program. And then obviously there's going to be a certain number of cars that just have to make the drive. So what we've been doing more the last couple of years is offsetting with projects that are going on around the country now in landfills. So we're working with a huge landfill in Illinois. It's 195 acres to sequester all the methane from that landfill. The methane actually is used then to create energy for the community. And this is basically done with the help of folks like us and other people who are out there looking to put their money into these projects.
So, Steve, how much carbon are you hoping to offset?
Well, this year that number comes into right around 5.7 million pounds of carbon. That is equal to taking 500 cars off the road forever.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you've got 10,000 people showing up at your door for 4 days. You know, they're going to eat a lot. They're going to drink a lot. They're going to produce a lot of waste. How do you deal with that kind of carbon-creating, you know, content?
Well, you know, it's, again, take water, for instance. It's kind of evolved over the years. But in 2004, we were working with a local business down there that developed the first corn plastic water bottle in the world. Part of the things we've really been mandating at the festival now is everything in the festival grounds must be recyclable or compostable. And so having this, you know, compostable bottle was, you know, we were touting it off, but look at us, we're cool. We have the ability to throw this in our compost pile. You know, we've come to realize through lots of, you know, reading and other, you know, dialogues we've had, well, bottles, no matter what you're doing, you still have a waste stream. You still have to drive it somewhere. You still have that carbon, you know, footprint. So why not get rid of the bottles entirely? That's kind of, you know, one of our new initiatives this year is to really go back to drinking local water. And so we're pretty excited that we're going to have a wonderful free filtered water station for all our audience, and they can bring their reusable bottle, and let's not have any plastic at the festival.
People can bring tin cups like they used to use back in the old days of silver mining.
You know, it's funny, we're going right back to that, you know, the stainless steel mug. We have a clean canteen product. All our artists are going to get a nice calligraphied clean canteen with their name on it. And from the stage, they're going to be sending the same message that our audience is sending.
Well, so that covers the drink. What about the food? You got 10,000 people.
We have a whole backstage catering for our artists and families and guests of approximately 1,000 meals a day. you know, one of the initiatives back there in the last couple of years was really looking at, you know, the food footprint. You know, the organics were definitely high on the list, but what we've realized is really local food, sourcing local food is just as important, if not more important, than sourcing organic food. And happy to say that we're getting, you know, even in June in Telluride, we're able to get all our dairy from Colorado. We're able to get chicken from Colorado. We're right at 75% now, all organic menu as well for our backstage. And we'd love to see the vendors out front do that, but you know, we want to be able to prove to ourselves that yes, we can go organic, we can source local, and then once we have, you know, feel like we're doing that and it's possible, then you know, we'll ask our vendors to do that as well.
You've just got some real headliners: Annie DeFranco, Arlo Guthrie, of course. One of the bands that I actually never heard of, I've got to admit, is Leftover Salmon.
Well, they came right out of the campground in Town Park at Telluride back in the late 80s and 90s. And that is really a Colorado jam band. Everyone's really looking forward to that because that's a good raucous late night set. Keep everybody dancing and keep everybody warm.
I understand that this is actually the second year you have something called the Campsite Challenge. How green is your campsite?
What we ask people to do is just think about what they are bringing to the event and making sure that everything they bring has a useful, you know, purpose, but then also gets brought back out of the event. And then if you think about ways you can generate electricity, we actually have two hydro stations set up on the river for campers who want to use, you know, want to grind their espresso beams. We have lots of solar panels coming into to the festival grounds. There's just a lot of ingenuity in these campgrounds. And so we want to begin to incentivize that behavior, but also we want to honor these people that are really going all out.
Steve, do you think there's something about bluegrass music that lends itself naturally to the message and behaviors you're trying to change?
You know, I do, but I really think our venues out here in Colorado really just speak to the beauty and the, you know, the pristine nature of Telluride. Folks immediately get it. I think it's, you know, it's wired in that this is a beautiful place. We need to keep this place beautiful and we need to preserve it. And so we're lucky enough, I think, to have nature just in everyone's face all the time. And so I think it's been a little easier, you know, messaging around that, because it's just so obvious that this kind of environment is only possible if we take care of our event.
Have any of your performers come up with a carbon neutral song for the show?
The Bare Naked Ladies made up a song like they frequently do a couple years ago, and they actually threw in some fun comments about the greening of the event. But that was as close as we got.
Well, Steve, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Have a great time at this year's festival.
We certainly will. Thank you very much.
Steve Zemanski is vice president of Planet Bluegrass, which produces the Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
I gotta say, you know, I'm really proud to play at a festival that is so environmentally conscious. They have offset all of other musicians' travel by buying wind power for this show. This festival has invested in a huge amount of wind power, which is the logical choice.
On the next Living on Earth, Population and the Environment. A new book says women are the key to regulating both.
There's a new Idaho basically every week, and that's people, not potatoes. And it has a major, major impact on all the environmental problems we face. And the best way to address it is to give women literally what they want.
What women want and why that's best for the environment, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Jennifer Basler and Sarah Calkins. Our interns are Kim Gittleson and Jessica Elise Smith. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Special thanks this week to the National Parks Conservation Association. You can find us at loe.org. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.